This is a follow-up visit for Carlos Byers Walker, CARLOSBYARS-Walker, WALKER. Date of service is 6/27/2023. Date of birth is 1/14/98. Date of accident, February 16, 2023. The patient Carlos Walker is here for an evaluation. He reports that he's suffering from pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, upper chest, with radiation to the right arm, left arm, pain in both shoulders. The pain in the legs is in the front as well as in the posterior part of the leg, all the way to the ankle, and as soon as to dermatal fashion. All of these pains are around 6 on a scale of 1 to 10, and they are constant and moderately severe. No headaches are reported, but occasional vision disturbance is reported. ADLs are affected 6. Zero relief is reported. Please review the chart for the ADLs, for the neurology, for the system review, as well as for the additional history, and for the substance abuse and compliance history. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 136/80, pulse is 68, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is still the same from previous visit of 6/1/2023, dictation number 0719-011. Along with diagnosis, plan is to continue Norco 5/3/25, 30 tablets, 1 daily for pain relief. The patient will continue on Mobic, Protonix, Zoloft, Lyrica, and Lidocaine ointments. Compounding cream has been ordered for topical pain relief, naltrexone, 1 mg twice a day for further pain relief. Patient has been referred to ophthalmology, neurology, neuropsych, neurosurgery for further consultation. Physical therapy, OT, is continuing 3 times per week. Patient remains attended care 4 hours, 7 days, work, disability, housework replacement, and transportation. The patient suffered from weakness of the left side due to the brain hemorrhage, which is slightly improving. Motor weakness is now 4/5. It's rapidly getting better. Patient is able to move all his left arm. 50% range of motions in the left shoulder, left elbow, left wrist and hand. And also same thing in the leg. There is no foot drop at this time. Patient is able to move his ankle and foot. And the sensory pain is diminishing as well as motor power is improving. And that's a good news. And patient will continue all his treatments. Thank you. We'll be seen in a month's time.